Good morning. I'm Chrissy Clark, sitting in for Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Federal prosecutors are scheduled to announce details later today of a multi-pronged, multi-agency crackdown on medical marijuana shops in California. Though medical pot is legal in the state, more than a dozen dispensaries or their landlords already received letters this week stating they're violating federal drug laws. Thousands of Californians have drinking water contaminated by pesticides and other pollutants, but many communities can't afford to fix the problems. Now California health officials have settled a lawsuit over a plan to improve drinking water. The settlement requires the State Department of Public Health to prepare and submit a safe drinking water plan to the legislature within 3 years. That plan was already supposed to be completed every 5 years, but the state last finished one in 1993. Developers building on the shores of San Francisco Bay will now have to consider the effects of climate change in their projects. A state agency has approved a first-of-its-kind policy that makes sea level rise part of regional planning decisions. Lauren Summer reports.
Despite a unanimous vote yesterday by the Bay Conservation and Development Commission, it hasn't been an easy planning process for the state agency.
It's kind of like childbirth.
Will Travis is the executive director of the commission, which regulates development along the San Francisco Bay shoreline. The new rules require developers to plan for rising sea levels and their proposals for waterfront property. Business groups and cities cried foul when the policy was first released, saying it would hurt economic development. Travis says they tried to strike a balance.
Large parts of Silicon Valley are below sea level today. Our region, I think, will be uniquely hit hard by flooding from sea level rise unless we get out in front of it and deal with it.
State scientists studying our changing climate say that sea level could rise nearly 6 feet by the end of the century. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.
Governor Jerry Brown has signed a bill designed to make California's regulatory environment more friendly to business. It requires state agencies to evaluate new regulations if they're estimated to have an economic impact of $50 million or more. Agencies will have to consider the least burdensome and most cost-effective way of implementing the regulations. Meanwhile, President Obama has been out making the case for his jobs program. He's now endorsing a new proposal by Senate Democrats to tax millionaires to pay for his initiative. Some college students are watching closely as they ponder their own economic futures and settle on a major. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis has been looking at what majors are hot this year and the calculations that can go into choosing a degree in a bleak economy.
It's a typical afternoon at Cal State East Bay in Hayward. Some students make their way to classes, others grab a bite to eat or tackle some assignments. 20-year-old junior Rashida Young takes the time to visit the Academic Counseling Center between her classes.
Hi, Rashida.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
I'm glad you came back.
Young is hip and trendy with big curly hair and colorful feather earrings, so it's no surprise that her passion is fashion.
I'm really into fashion, and so fashion is all about advertising and how can we market these clothes? How can we make these clothes talk to consumers?
So Young has decided to sign up for a degree in advertising offered through the College of Business. In fact, business degrees are the hottest college majors right now across the country. College counselors say that's partly because today's business degree is much more wide-ranging, and that's exactly what attracts Young.
Because you can do anything with business, whether you're in fashion, whether you're in communications. If you have that business aspect, you can have your own business, you could be a general manager.
Data show business majors are more likely to get jobs after college. And with today's global economy, there are more opportunities than ever. Joanna Aguilar is an academic counselor at Cal State East Bay. She says students today want the biggest bang for their buck, especially because tuition is rising and more classes are getting cut.
I think that they do come in with that mind frame of, get me the quickest way out. I want to spend the least amount of money and hopefully the least amount of time obtaining the one objective I have, which is to obtain the degree.
In this down economy, degrees that offer careers where there's the most growth are the most popular among students. That means the sciences, computer and health-related majors, and engineering. Universities are adapting to these trends by trying to bolster these programs. But for some students, college isn't just about getting jobs.
My name is Harrison Noah. I am a fourth-year history major. I enjoy long strolls on the beach. And I love Davis.
That's UC Davis in Northern California. Noah says he's majoring in history, not because he wants to be a historian or a professor, but because...
History is an amazing study. It's such a fun intellectual exercise, and it's super important.
History, English, and psychology continue to be popular majors in the humanities. But census data show these majors don't often lead to jobs in their field. But that's okay with a lot of liberal arts students like Noah. For him, college is about developing critical thinking and writing skills, skills that are in demand for all kinds of jobs.
One of the most poignant pieces of advice that one of my professors gave me was that college, especially for liberal arts majors, is all about developing hooks for yourself, specific skills that you can cast off into the world. And if you have enough of a diverse skill set, then jobs will kind of come to you, or at least they will not be as difficult to find.
Career counselors agree and are telling students to focus on what they call transferable skills. Surveys show verbal communication is the number one skill employers look for in job candidates. And it's no coincidence that philosophy, with its emphasis on analytical and reasoning skills, is also growing in popularity.
I'm not like some abstract dude sitting in an ivory tower who doesn't realize that he has to feed himself.
Daniel Sharp is a philosophy major at UC Berkeley, one of several top-ranked universities experiencing a growth in philosophy majors. Sharp realizes jobs relating to philosophy are hard to come by.
So that's something that I worry about to some extent. But I think more importantly than knowing where I'm going to be in 5, 10, 15 years is developing a sense of who I am and what I like and what I'm interested in.
And in the end, employers and college counselors say any college degree is valuable. Overall, college grads in every discipline are more likely to be employed and make higher salaries than those with just a high school diploma. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
That's the California Report for Friday, October 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Paul Lancour and Howard Gelman. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Rebecca Wolfson and Rigo Hernandez. The editor is Dan Brecky. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen. The producer is Victoria Maleone. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Chrissy Clark. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.